The Lady Cats volleyball team opened district play with a disappointing 3-0 loss at Marshall on Friday. And I talked with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin on Monday morning.
Marshall was not did not go the way we wanted it to go or the way we planned it to go. We got there and we had went through our warm up, and the first set we came out and I felt like we didn't have very much energy. I think we're kind of just going through the motions. We wanted to win and we wanted to do the right things, but we weren't really all the way focused or energized. I'm not sure if that makes sense or not. But we had a lot of tough calls, officiating calls that first set as well. We probably had 8 calls of nets and net calls and all kinds of weird situations, things that maybe we didn't always see, and was frustrating for the girls, and they kind of got down on themselves. So we lost that first one, I think 25-18. And then the next set, we got a little more focused and tried to battle back a little bit, and it just seemed like nothing was really working for us. It was 25-17. We lost that one, and then we went to the third set, and we made an error on substitution, substitution situation that we've done all year, but we had the wrong girls sub in and out for each other, and so we had to change up our offense a little bit, and we actually battled back, and we had a missed serve right there at the end. It was 23, I think 24, 23, 23, and then they finished it out with the win, 25-23. So it was a tough night. It was not the way we wanted to go, and hopefully next time we see Marshall, it's the real Sulphur Springs team shows up. So.
You know, I was when I looked at Marshall's record, I think they were 17-7 or something. They sound like they've really turned it around, and they have a really solid team.
Yes, sir, they do. They've had a lot of success this year. That coach has been there for 2 years now, kind of established a program and gotten the girls excited about the program. They only have 9 girls on their team, so they've gotten lots of playing time and experience. They've been successful in their tournament. So I know Marshall is – not to be underestimated. I know that they got Sulphur Springs right there at the end last year and kept them out of playoffs. But I know that we're much better than what we showed them. So we just need to be consistent, and I guess emotionally we need to have all guns firing. So anyways.
Next up is Greenville,
going
over there on Tuesday. So that'll be an important to try to bounce back there.
Yes, definitely. Greenville is a match that we definitely need to win. Last week was just a rough week. We had that Roy City match that we lost in 5 barely, and we had opportunities to put them away and we didn't, and then starting district with Marshall. But tomorrow, I think for our girls, for our mental, for our district standings, all that kind of – all those scenarios, we need to show up tomorrow ready to play. Greenville their coach left and went to Roy City, Amanda Merrick, and then from what I understand, their assistant coach took over as the head coach. So still familiarity, even though it's a new head coach. And I don't think they've been doing too shabby this year either. I think I think Collegeville kind of stands out as like the toughest competitor in our district. And then I think the rest is kind of going to be like a fight till the end. And I told the girls, one loss really isn't going to define your season. It's how you respond to it. And so we have 13 more matches to play. So we're going to focus on tomorrow, and hopefully tomorrow will be a better match for us.
KSST Sports.